Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulated a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of Kiki FT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Wow, it's 32 degrees right now in Reno. I was walking over here. It was 24 degrees. And otherwise, it's a beautiful day. This is all live and local. I'm John Potter. Glad you tuned in here till noon. And in Carson City, my man Craig running the show. Hey, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing well, John. It's a beautiful day out. I had a little frost on the windshield. It only took about 30 seconds to melt off, so...
Yeah, I'm like that, too lazy to scrape it off. You wait for the sun to do it, but it's going to get harder to do that later on.
Well, I have remote start for my vehicle, so I can not even leave the house to start my vehicle. And it senses the temperature outside and says, oh, it's below freezing. You must have frost on the car. So it turns on the defrosters automatically.
See, I have one of these older model trucks where the screen thing is only like 3 by 5 inches. You can tell how old a vehicle is nowadays. First off, I got to say, the morning show previous to me here, Armstrong and Getty, we're just talking about the Tyson-Paul fight. This is kind of local because the casinos, the betting rooms were packed over this game yesterday, or I'm sorry, match. Did you see the Tyson-Paul fight, Craig?
No, I didn't see the fight itself, but I saw one of the earlier fights that because they had multiple layers again. But I'm not going to blow it for anybody who hasn't watched their DVR version of the fight. But
well, I'm going to.
Oh, okay. I'll let you since you're the host.
As rude, the rude host. Well,
turn down your radios for 10 seconds, folks. He's going to.
Oh, it's more than 10 seconds, my friend. First off, you mentioned the two previous matches. I didn't see it, okay? I did not see it. I talked to people, friends of ours, who did see it, and we've been yapping about it because it's a top topic, a topic of the night last night. The first two matches, people loved them, especially the ladies' fight. The ladies' fight was great, although some of our friends think that the wrong decision was made in that fight. They think the other lady should have won. Personally, I wanted nothing more than Tyson to take the head off of a social media influencer, but the social influencer, Paul, won this. I think Netflix won. I didn't see it, but somebody told me that the Tyson-Paul match was one of the most boring fights he has ever seen. There was a ton of standing and a ton of hugging, and he said the best part of this match was when they interviewed Tyson, and when Tyson walked away, his butt was hanging out. Man, I'll have to sign up for Netflix just for this now. There was this butt shot. I guess some people could have done without that. But I guess
that's a vision I can't get out of my eyes now that you've described it. Okay.
It was like, I don't know. Was it like G-string shorts? Maybe I won't get Netflix. I don't know. As I said, I have not seen it. Man, I'm going to open up the phone screener because I think we're going to get calls on this one. Yeah, I got to because, I didn't see it. And I'm sure somebody out there did. Let me just load that up. Because what is it? 200 million people.
Yeah. I didn't see that fight. I saw the first fight, and then my friends came over to play games. It was board game night, so we did not have that on in the background. But he only threw 97 punches total.
Well, yeah, but.
It was like watching a slow dance on the dance floor.
Right. Yeah, that's what I hear. And thank God your friends came over, Craig, because I just, the common review is that it was a real snooze fest. And really? A 27-year-old beat a 60-year-old? You don't say.
Oh, so, and Tyson got $20 million and Jake Paul got $40
million. Yes, Tyson estimated $20 million. I see that. I'd say getting tapped a few times was worth that. And if you take, and somebody computed this, because I don't know how to compute it, but they say as long as that match lasted, it works out to Tyson getting $22,000 a second.
Yep. Yeah, they were two-minute rounds, from my understanding. They 8 2-minute rounds.
Okay.
So it was a total of 16 minutes of fight time.
And it's a local, like I said, it's a local story, too. Reno bars and casinos, they were packed with people watching, betting on this fight, which brought big dollars into the local economy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Local news loves doing those stories. But boxing, I'm just not, you know, I've always said change the rules. No rounds. Fight until somebody can't get up. But then it wouldn't last very long.
But, that's Fight Club, isn't it?
Right, yeah, have it like that. But again, I don't have Netflix. And you know what? I'm continuously shamed by my friends for not having Netflix. Oh, you gotta get that. You don't have Netflix? What are you talking? Yeah, this movie, this show is great. What do you mean you don't have Netflix? Oh, I'm so tired of that. I have Prime, I have Hulu, I have Paramount Plus, and I have HBO and Showtime. And that's enough, you know? Before these streaming services, I was perfectly content and happy with my 1990s style charter guide.
Yeah, which now is out of print because, you know.
No, I still get it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, no, it's a screen. It's you push remote.
but a lot of
it takes time to load.
Right, but you've got the television service. For those of us that only do streaming,
yeah.
We don't get the guide.
I know. I'm stupid. I pay every month $268 for that, but I'm sorry. We're just too attached to it. I can't explain it. It's the biggest expense at my house, and I come here to pay for that. That's all goes to Spectrum. Okay, what was your highlight of the week, and what was your low light? I know your highlight was working the controls when I was doing the news and the traffic during the week.
Well, right? And actually, thank you for doing that, by the way. We're going through a reorganization of the news and weather, or news and traffic situation, and John has graciously decided that he will take the 9 a.m. to noon. So this makes 9 a.m. to noon 6 days a week for you, John.
Well, I'm off next week, right?
You're off next week?
Come on.
What's next week?
You terrify me constantly with these things. But I come back after the week. It was just something I couldn't get out of. Lowlight.
Oh, so you're out for the week?
Yeah.
Except for Saturday, then you're back.
Right. Saturday, okay. I'm going to be doing the show from Carson City. Right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so line up some guests in Carson City. And folks, if you're an entertainer or a sponsor or something and you're in Carson City, I would be honored to have you on the show with me.
Yeah, Carson City, Carson Valley, you know, Gardnerville, Minden.
Yeah, I would love that. I've been meaning to do a show based right there and talk to the fine folks in Carson and Carson Valley. Okay, what was your low light? Low light of the week.
Oh, let's see. We had another fire over in Callahan Ranch area, which then took one of our transmitters off the air on Monday. You know,
is that
NV Energy turned off power for?
Are you talking about
94.9? No, I'm talking about Fun 101.
101. Okay.
Yeah, 100.9 Fun. There are the transmitter site for that. Station is up above Galena High School. So you see that lone tower up there above the G for Galena. And that's when the power went out for both the Davis fire and this Callahan fire. It takes us off the air until the generator kicks on. And for some stupid reason, our generator didn't kick on. So I had to kick into a backup transmitter in another location to get coverage so people could still hear Fun 101.
two things that are big on Reno Reddit. What happened to, I guess 94.9 was off for a long time.
It's still off right now. In fact, as we're talking right now, as you were doing your intro, FedEx dropped off the piece of equipment that we're taking up to replace a burned out piece of equipment. And we'll be doing that either later this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning.
You're going to get that huge winner thing on with the burrows and go to the top?
No, because Red Peak is between, it's right there by Dandini and the dispatch center. Okay. So,
well, like public I said, safety center. Two big things on Reno Reddit. What happened to that station? And number two, why did three people suddenly leave Channel 2 News this morning? And all at once, pretty much. So that's, let me think now, that first was me, then Colin Jackson, then Andy, and then Chris, and who did the reports in the morning, and now Jeff Martinez, morning weather without Jeff. So they're all gone. They're all gone. With management that kind, I don't see how that could have happened. one
says,
low light.
With tongue firmly planted.
Oh, my gosh. They are just not nice. Okay, low light for me this week. I got to say this, going to Walmart. Folks, if you've been to Walmart lately, we went in for the first time in like a year. And oh, my gosh, what the heck happened? You know, a lot of people have never liked Walmart. And I used to defend them because, you know, we have a lot of locals who work for Walmart. But this was downright sad. It was third world country stuff. It was like, you know, at the worst of COVID in Reno, when like the Safeway at Mayan, I remember going in there and they didn't replace the burned out lights and only half of the store was lit and it was dirty and you couldn't even see what you were buying off the shelves and
couldn't
everything.
Couldn't find toilet paper.
It was terrible during the peak of COVID. And ever since they took these self-checkout things out of Walmart, now like 80% of the checkout lanes are just barred up and empty and they don't have enough people to man the checkouts, and the people are just, I don't know where they found these people. And we walked out. We bought we were getting a bunch of stuff and we couldn't take it because it's like the register lady ran out of cash some time ago. And so they decided no cash, but there was no way to know this until you got in front of her. We don't have cash. Well, why'd you call the manager and bring the cash over and get this done? And then there was this big fight over $1.70 salad that it didn't scan right, and the customer wanted to speak to them. I said, I'm out. I did, and I saw a customer, a woman with six lip piercings. It took everything in my power not to attach a shower curtain. Craig, I don't mean to be mean. That's not my nature. Okay, it's 9:19. First break right now. Phone. What? We only have two lines today, huh? Not three. Okay.
That's the third line looks like it didn't come back up. So I'm gonna reboot.
Oh, how are we gonna handle the thousands of callers I get? Okay, 884-9910. One more break before Derek Lee comes in. And we're talking health at that point, which is always educational. I'm John Potter on Live and Local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 920.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
John Potter, Live and Local, 884-9910 they're calling. Good. Just got two Facebook messages about the fight, if you can call it that, between Tyson and Paul. The first one, and I love passing on rumors. The first one tells me that Tyson and Paul are actually, despite what you saw with that press conference before the fight, the screaming and I'll kill you and all the, I was told this guy has an inside word, he says, and they are actually the best of friends. Okay. And number two, this other person said they were sure. They were sure. I think he even bet on this, that the fight would be a draw. He was sure that would happen so that Netflix could once again bring them back together and do that, you know, sequel thing. That's kind of interesting. This is local. What are we going to do with all these red boxes? Redbox went out of business over a year ago, and almost every Reno Sparks, Carson Valley, Tahoe, 7-Elevens, and Walgreens have a Redbox kiosk outside. You too, Yarrington. And since Redbox shut down for good, they closed up. They're not, paying bills, nothing. They went bankrupt or something. They shut down. Well, nobody will pay to move these kiosks out. And the stores are trapped. And what's even worse, these kiosks are hardwired into each store's electrical system. So I think if you go up to them, the power's still on with these boxes. You can't do anything with them, But that was the deal when they installed all these kiosks. Hundreds, thousands all over the country, million probably. But that was the deal, to have a Redbox kiosk so that people would come to your store. The store had to power it. So they're all still powered up, and the stores are paying the electrical bill. And so that's just a rant that I heard from a manager this week. Is something wrong with the other phone line? Craig, okay, well, we got one call. One line open now? Did I blow up the phone lines?
No, we had a technical issue with the phones earlier this week, and it carried over to line three. But
that's
I put line two on hold, or busied it out, so that once Kevin is off the line, I can go in and try and fix all three lines.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's me. I'm the jinx here. That's fact. Okay, let's go to my friend Kevin. It says your friend Kevin. Hi, Kevin. How's it going?
Hey, John. It is Kevin, your friend, your insurance agent.
Oh, Kevin Rainey.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, friend?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Okay. I had a so-so week, but happy about this weekend. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to comment on the fight. You didn't miss much. I mean, they posted the Tyson Fong on Facebook already. And to be honest, that fight was like a paint dryer. I would have rather listened to my customers complain about their high rates than watch that again. It was the most boring fight ever.
Well, wasn't the highlight? Okay, come on. The ladies fighting, I heard, was great. What man doesn't want to see that?
No, you're right. That was okay. But, man, when they posted that on Facebook this morning about showing his butt and the song and that, I meant, really, the fight was bad enough. But to end it with that,
Kevin, I hate to get into specifics, but can you explain this? Because I did not see it. What exactly was the butt thing with Tyson? Don't get too descriptive, though.
I won't, but have you ever heard of like a high performance wedgie? I mean, that's pretty much what it was. And I don't know how it got that way, or if he did it on purpose, or it looked like he jumped off the roof into his underwear. I mean, but why to post that on TV? I don't know why. I just don't. I don't want to get any more graphic than that, John.
So we're talking kind of string bikini from the backside.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I got the picture, Kevin. I got the picture. Well, I go back and take those calls from the people yelling at you about insurance rates. And by the way,
I'd rather do that.
The rates with you are fine. And you and I called up. I made tweaks to my insurance policy, and you were gracious to do it. So the jump in what I paid was not that much more.
Oh, well. You know, you're the best, John, and you're one of my best customers, and I would just go out of my way for all my customers, including you. So it's just part of my job. But I just wanted to call in and say, hey, I love the show. I love everything you say, and your words are so calming.
Can I share the credit card story with the people out there? Because it's kind of funny.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. I think I brought this up last Saturday that we were in Bishop, California after our wonderful trip in Death Valley, and we ate at Schatz Roadhouse, which was superb. We all love Schatz restaurants and bakery, but they have a restaurant in Bishop, and we made pigs of ourselves. The table was full of stuff, so many things on that table when we left that I left behind my phone. And I'll say again, folks, never lose that phone. I could not do anything for a week. Well, the insurance bill was due. Of course, I always wait till the day before the deadline. And I didn't have a credit card. My credit cards were attached to the phone. And so I had to use my wife's credit cards to pay the insurance bill. And my wife, you know, she wasn't too bothered by it until we went online and opened up my account to look at my insurance account. And it greets me with this, "Hi, John," and has my name under all the properties and all the vehicles. And my wife, Kevin, thought I was stealing all her stuff. And but she calmed her down. I don't know why it says, "Hi, John," and not "Hi, Kathy" when we sign into the website. But she was a little concerned. I had to call you. Like I was some playboy who was cleaning her out or something. That's how it looked like online. But no, that's not true. You can explain "Hi, John." I don't know why. Why not "Hi, John and Kathy"? Well, that's not you. That's the insurance company. Okay. It's great hearing from you, Kevin. Say hi to your beautiful wife, too.
Okay, John. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
At 9:31 our time, we're going to break for Fox News. And Derek Lee, we're talking health up next and his amazing health formulas. We're going to be talking something new with reverse mortgages. And, you know, the interest rate, folks, has dropped. Is this the perfect time to get a reverse mortgage and put some cash, big cash, in your pocket without moving out of your home? We're going to be talking to somebody who's going to be doing a free concert coming up at Sunridge Golf Course. And, of course, comedian Bob Zaney, and he's appearing at the Laugh Factory in Silver Legacy this weekend. And the reason I wanted him there for, here for that, but also he's probably got a ton of great new material about the election. Can we finally laugh about it? So that's what's coming up. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:31.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Good morning, it's live and local, John Potter. I am the surprise onion in your French fries order. That's what I am. We're talking about food right now because Derek Lee is here. And first question I always ask, how the Derek Lee diet is doing so far? Are we approaching a 25-pound loss, Derek Lee?
Morning, John. Nope, we are not approaching a 25-pound loss.
That's fine. Hey, that's great. Are you still avoiding restaurants?
Yeah, still avoiding restaurants. I'm sticking to my diet. It's pretty easy to follow.
Yeah, Derek Lee says that's the key. I guess number one is avoiding restaurants, which is impossible for me to do. I love rest. Oh my gosh, Derek, we had the most glorious meal just yesterday. Go to the grill there at South McCarran by, Lakeside. Go to the grill at 3 p.m. on a Friday. You have the whole place to yourself. Everybody caters to you. You're like
great.
A king and queen there. And the food is just the best, I think. The grill. Phone number is, here's the address. No, I don't want to do a commercial right now. I want to talk to you about your health formulas. The big news today is the sleep formula is out. It's called Sleep Well, and it comes with or without melatonin. And he has a very special sleep formula deal to get more than what you pay for. We're going to get into that later. This ties into the horrible week of sleep I had. I have this problem where I go to bed at, say, 10 o'clock at night after my old movies, and I wake up at 2:30 in the morning. I think it's still habit from doing the morning news at Channel 2, because that's when I got up, 2:30 in the morning. I still do it. It's not so bad, but I can't get back to sleep. I can't get back to sleep once my body still thinks I'm supposed to get up at 2:30. Anyway, your wisdom about sleep, my friend, and what you discovered and how this formula came to be and what's in it. Go ahead. Tell us about Sleep Well.
Sleep Well works. We did a lot of research into various ingredients. Valerian root. Valerian root helps us go to sleep. It helps relax the mind. It helps relax the body. And so valerian root, that helps put us to sleep. And then we have chamomile, passion flower, ashwagandha, and something called dream herb. It's actually an herb from Mexico or South America that enables us to experience more of a lucid dream. It enables us to remember more functionality of our dreams, if that's what people enjoy.
Oh, I do. I love that. But the thing that attracted me to your product is it's designed to help you fall asleep. And number two, nobody ever says this with medications. Falling asleep, number one, got it. Number two, staying asleep. That's what I love about this formula. And it says right here on your product, it's designed to assist individuals with falling asleep and staying asleep.
That's correct.
Staying asleep. I love it.
That's it.
How does it happen?
Well,
besides that root you were talking
about. Melatonin is the key factor, I believe.
Well, I already take that.
It's so pairing with all these ingredients, it generates a concise formula that communicates with the body and with the brain that when everything stays relaxed, everything can fall asleep and stay asleep. And we've put a lot of effort into trying different things, and this is one of the reasons why we added magnesium to it. There are two different types of magnesium. Magnesium and glycinate works on relaxing the body. It provides the nutrition to relax the nervous system. So when we can relax the body and the nervous system of the body and the brain, this is why we added in magnesium threonate. I think that's how it's pronounced. Threonate, that relaxes the nervous system in the brain. And so we can just kind of not really shut down, but shutting down, the way I view it anyways, is relaxing the brain. When the brain can relax and just do its stuff, then it enables us to stay more relaxed, and we start to develop a different circadian rhythm.
If this formula targets relaxing the brain, can you use it for anxiety when you're awake?
Yeah, it'll work that way as well. That's a good point, actually. I hadn't thought about that. Yes, we have not tested it from that perspective. However, there's a great possibility that it could be very beneficial for that. And, you know, that for anyone out there that are dealing with anxiety, that could be a very good use for it.
Okay, so I'm reading the ingredients. Many of them I can't pronounce, but, you know, I'm not a specialist. But, okay, valerian root extract, chamomile, passion flower, ashwagandha, dream herb, magnesium glycinate, magnesium L-threonate, and melatonin. That's all in your product called Sleep Well.
That's it.
Okay, and you have two versions, one with and one without melatonin.
That's correct. Some people don't like melatonin, and so I don't like only catering to people with. So with someone who likes melatonin, I like to be able to provide a product that everyone can take. And so to me, it doesn't make sense to only have a product with melatonin when it works just as well without melatonin for people who do not like melatonin. So that's the way. Just have two of them, one with, one without. The labels are different, and so people have choices. And so what we're doing is a special, is a launching.
Yeah, part. Here's the deal. Okay, good.
So typically we just do 60 capsules. And so because of John's compassion and our beautiful show that we've been putting on, John, we're going to do 100 capsules for the same price as 60. And we're just going to keep doing that until we can't do it anymore.
Is Sleep Well on your website?
It is. I got that loaded on this morning.
Just this morning?
Just this morning. It's the first time I've ever loaded a product onto a website.
Good for you, Derek.
I was so excited about doing this
good
morning.
Good for you.
Because it was only less than a year ago where I didn't even have a website. And so it took me 9 months just to provide the information to develop the website. So once launching the website and to where I'm at now, it is crazy for me to even think about the fact that I actually uploaded my own product onto my own website.
You know,
I am just so ecstatic about this.
I think of me, you know, running all these controls and running computers and everything at home, and I think to myself sometimes, boy, the John Potter 25 years ago would be astounded. And I think that's the case with most people my age, that they right now we run it like it's second nature. Okay, go to the website right now, folks. You get 100 pills for the cost of 60 at brainhealthformulas.com. Look for Sleep Well. He just loaded it this morning. It's there on the website, and the deal is good right now. So we're going to take a break, come back. Derek has an updated hair formula and much more about your health. And if you have any questions for Derek about your health, 884-9910. Back with you in a few. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Time is 9:45.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon. Here with Derek Lee for one more segment. Phone lines open, 884-9910. We're talking health. We just talked about the deal with his new sleep formula with all those ingredients in it, and it's 100 pills for the cost of 60, and this starts today. It just got put on his website today, brainhealthformulas.com. I can't wait to try it myself. As I said, I have had trouble not falling asleep, but just staying asleep. That's my issue. And you know, you try all the tricks. At this point, I just give up, and I open a book, and I read until I get tired again. It takes me about an hour or so. But don't think about work. Don't think about your finances. That'll kill it every time.
Every time.
Oh, man. Okay, updated hair formula. And you're calling it Nourish and Shine. What are you, Clairol now?
Better.
How? Explain this. Because I've always been told that hair is basically dead. It's dead, right? Except for the little, you know, buds inside your scalp, and they kind of, you know, die away as you get older. So give us a little hair biology.
Hair
first.
Biology.
Yeah.
Here we go. So hair is composed of a protein. And so hydrolyzed keratin is what the main component of hair is. And so what science has said is we need collagen. Collagen is a part of the hair. It's collagen. And so as we age, for some reason, we reduce the ability to actually produce hair. So when we...
And why is that?
It's a good question. I believe it most likely has to do with the inability to either, one, uptake the nutrients to produce hair, or two, we lose the ability to have accurate blood circulation, so we can't get the nutrients to the scalp.
Yeah, that circulation isn't as strong as you get into your later years. I understand that. Yeah.
And so this is what we do with this hair formula, is we address the circulatory issues, and we address the inability to have all the proteins available to produce the hair. So there's twofold. And so we focus on the protein, because the protein is not available, then we can't produce the hair no matter what. So this is why we use hydrolyzed keratin. We have 100 milligrams per capsule, not per serving, but per capsule. Most hair formulas only have 100 milligrams per serving. You might need 4 capsules for a serving. So with us, each capsule has 100 milligrams of keratin. We use collagen peptides instead of just pure plain collagen. Peptides are much easier for us to absorb. And then we use bamboo with a high concentration of silica from bamboo. Silica, the way I view silica, natural organic silica anyways, Silica is like a universal protein, so it can be used in any way, shape, or form the body or brain needs to utilize it. And so with using a bamboo silica versus horsetail, so people who have allergies to gluten, horsetail can be viewed as a grass. And some people who have extreme gluten intolerance issues might actually have an allergic reaction to horsetail. So we use bamboo because I don't believe there's any known human that actually has an allergy to bamboo. So bamboo is pretty universal with and non-allergenic, so we utilize bamboo. It does cost more than horsetail. However, with less allergies or less allergic responses, it seems like it's more efficient to me. So that's the protein aspect. And then we use a blend of adaptogenic herbs. We use jugulon. Jugulon's fantastic because that increases the circulation of the scalp itself. And there's not many things out that I've found that actually can increase the circulation of the scalp itself, because that scalp has a different nutrient profile than our skin. So it has a different matrix. So jugulon increases the circulation of the scalp. So then, and then we use rutin, hesperidin, and dan shin. Those increase the microcirculation of our blood supply. So once we start circulating all these nutrients, we can increase the microcirculation, which I believe is a great aspect of why we can't necessarily grow as much hair as we could, is the lack of microcirculation. And it's similar to what we would do for an anti-inflammatory, so we can get blood into all those little areas as well. And so the update to this hair formula, or the Nourish and Shine formula, is MSM. MSM improves the aspect of the nervous system, because the nervous system has to be able to have that electrical communication with the scalp. So we encourage that. And then we've added vitamin C from apples, fruit extract from apples with a 50% concentration of vitamin C to encourage, again, nervous system to the scalp, and to be able to produce the hair protein, keratin. So
how many ingredients are in this thing?
I'd have to count them, but there's enough.
Oh, my God.
Just enough to have a very thorough, healthy, nourished, and shiny hair.
All right. It's called Nourish and Shine, and it's on BrainHealthFormulas.com. I got one more question for you. You go to BrainHealthFormulas.com. You have so many formulas which attack so many different deficiencies in the body. And let me ask you this, because you brought basically almost everything that you have on the website over time that we've been doing this together. You've been bringing me every product, and I've tried them all. And what is the best combination of products? Because I always use three at a time. I don't take them all at once. And right now, in the morning, I take my Restore, your primary product, by the way. So I take the Restore, I take the micronutrients, and I take the Shilajit right now. Okay, that's my combination right now that I'm taking every morning. What is the best combination of your products that you recommend? And let's limit it to three.
It depends on the individual. Depends what someone's going through. I myself, I've been taking the Restore and the Gland Ho and the Shilajit. Those are the three I've been taking for the last couple weeks. And now the Sleep Well formulas. But those three are the ones I've been taking, and I think the Gland Ho is actually what's, because I've developed like six new formulas in the past several weeks. I mean, my brain's working differently. I believe I'm talking differently than I have been the previous month.
Because I haven't tried that yet. I can't wait. Gland Ho.
That enables my brain to work differently.
Yeah.
It's working so much differently. I think I'm speaking differently. I'm communicating differently. I'm writing differently, processing information differently. And this is where the updated Nourish and Shine comes in, and the sleep formula, by the way.
And as you just mentioned, Gland Ho, I ran out of your memory product, but I feel that I don't need a refill, because I really feel I've improved my memory so much now that I feel I don't really need it. I'm not forgetting, misplacing things like I used to, except for that damn phone. But your products have done a wonderful thing to me, and I can't be more indebted to you for that. It's improved life here at home, travel, everything. So thank you, Derek Lee. Check out his website is brainhealthformulas.com. And look for the sleep formula. And you get 100 pills for the cost of 60 right now. And the sleep formula is called Sleep Well. Okay? Anything else? You got a minute.
Yes. If there's any way, thank you, John. Thank you for all those kind comments, by the way. If there's anyone out there who'd be interested in being a sales rep for us, please contact me at 775-634-7789. We're going to do a big push on getting all of our products into health food stores and hair salons. So if anyone is interested in being a sales rep for us, please give us a call, 775-634-7789.
This is a local homegrown product, brainhealthformulas.com, and that same phone number, people can call and just talk to you and ask questions. That's how local this is. What's your phone number again?
775-634-7789, and we are located in Minden.
And you have a storefront there, too.
Yeah, right? People can come in, buy anything. They can come in and talk. If you have any questions about anything, by all means, bring me the questions, and I will answer them.
All right, brainhealthformulas.com, or just Google Brain Health Formulas. Does that work?
That does work.
Oh, super. Thanks, Derek. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, John.
And, yeah, have a great trip back to Minden. Live and local, 884-9910. We're going to be talking about why now is a great time with the interest rate changes for reverse mortgages after Fox News. Stay with us.